Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
And welcome, fellow foodies, to another exciting Saturday afternoon. And this is what we all wait for. We work so hard day in and day out. It is finally Saturday at 4 o'clock. And welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. We have got an action-packed and quite delicious show lined up for you for the full hour. And we want you to come join us right in the heart of happiness here, Saturday, 4 o'clock. We're here live at the Hacienda del Sol, the magnificent grounds, the spectacular surroundings of the Hacienda del Sol, right, of course, on Hacienda del Sol Road between River Road and Sunrise Drive. And just, you know, just follow the road up to this wonderful resort. This is a great place to come. Have a great cocktail. Have some great food. We're going to be here talking to a lot of friends about an event that's coming up here on June the 5th to raise money for a wonderful organization that just has such a profound impact on kids and families in this community, Integrative Touch for Kids. We're going to be talking with Jamie Lake and Kelly about this organization. We're also going to be talking to my good friend Matthew Landon from the Hacienda, who's going to be talking about this event on June the 5th. It's a benefit concert featuring this great bluegrass band called the Sonoran Dogs. It's going to be a blowout party up here at Hacienda del Sol. We're going to have all the information for you, and we're also going to get up close and personal with Executive Chef Bruce Yim, who's going to be talking about his new summer menu up here at the grill at Hacienda del Sol. So, folks, you want to stick around for all the delicious action, or you might just want to stick around to hear from our celebrity co-host today. Now, this guy is really why people listen to this show. I mean, let's be honest. You know, he's a star in his own right. He's the Tucson foodie himself. Adam Lehrman is here. What's going on, man?
What's up, Matt? It's so good to be here again.
Nice to see you.
It's great. Always good to see you.
You know, so we haven't had you on the show in a long time. I mean, Tucson foodie is this, it has just exploded on the food and beverage scene. I mean, we like to say that you don't have your finger on the pulse of the culinary scene. You have your palate on the pulse of the culinary scene right here at Tucson. So what are you, what's getting your interests and your attraction these days on the food and beverage circuit?
Well, I'll tell you what's really getting my interest and attraction is the fact that the Tucson Weekly Readers nominated Tucson Foodie as best blog for 2014. So there's five in there up for votes.
Okay, so the magnitude of that Adam Lehrman, cannot be discounted. You say it like it's such just another day at the office for Adam Lehrman.
It's a phone call from either CNN, Fox, or The Onion every 20 minutes.
So let me say, you've been nominated the best of the Tucson Weekly annual sort of competition, Tucson Foodie, as the best blog. Now, just being nominated, for crying out loud, when you think about the landscape of bloggers in this town, just being nominated is an absolute celebration. And now you're like, I think there's like five finalists or four finalists,
yeah,
or something like that.
And when you consider that the majority of the food bloggers out there haven't blogged since 2012, I mean, it's really a really cool thing. But I will tell you what's been on my radar lately. Well, for one, have you been to the Coronet yet?
You know what? And you're going to bust me out here on live radio. You know, I'm sure Sally is listening to this show right
now.
Come on,
man.
Me, of all people, right? I mean, I would have been first in line. But, no, I have not yet been to the Coronet. I heard, you know, Sally was on my show when I was out of town. Albert Hall was hosting. And everything I've heard about this place, from breakfast, lunch, dinner, you know, brunch, I love what I see. The menu is so thoughtful and intentional. The location is just perfect right there on 4th, right across, I think, from right near the
exactly.
Coronado, the old Coronado Hotel. I've not been. Are you completely mesmerized by what they've created down there?
Man, a great, great, unique menu that's executed flawlessly. I mean, some of these dishes are just I've never had anything like that in town. And they're really – it's eclectic in the sense that they got some European influence in there. They've got almost a little bit of Middle Eastern and, of course, American. And it just comes to California cuisine. It all comes together really well. And it's the closest I've had in Tucson to – like a home-cooked meal.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Did you say executed flawlessly?
I did.
Those are big words, Adam Lehrman.
Are they too big for radio, do you think?
So the Coronet, you know, down there, it's 4th and what's that cross street?
Well, it's right at the underpass.
Like 4th and 9th. It's 4th and 9th,
It's at the ground floor. It's on the ground floor of the Coronado Hotel.
That's right.
Do you remember? Do you know that hotel?
Yeah, absolutely. So
okay.
Right in the underpass. It's just right on kind of the east side of the underpass.
That is correct.
And so, all right. So let's go together. I don't want to go there unless you take me.
Let's. Oh.
And nearby.
Well, it's a little pricey, so maybe you take me. I'm kidding.
Okay. So Adler, Tucson Foodie loves the Coronet. What else is making you smile these days?
I like what Goodness is doing. Very unique, bright menu.
Yes.
I love what Prep and Pastry is doing.
Yeah, and I should say we're going to be broadcasting this show live from Goodness on June the 21st. So if anyone wants to come down and get to know Jason and Brandon and those guys that have made Goodness really something cool there on Campbell, we're going to be down there on June 21st at 4 o'clock.
Very cool.
Great.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Did I say Prep and Pastry?
Prep and Pastry.
I like what I mean.
Nate Aries and those guys.
Hard for me to deny a pork belly, you know. the pork belly is great. I like, there's this new little breakfast joint on the east side of town called Baja Cafe.
I just heard about them.
Tiny little divey joint, but great food, great food. They have red velvet pancakes.
Say no more.
I know. That's what I said.
I just started following them on Instagram, and some of the photos there are quite spectacular. And it's just the food is artistry in and of itself. They got fish tacos, but they look so succulent and so beautiful. So the name of the restaurant again?
Baja Cafe.
Baja Cafe. Check them out and check them out on Instagram.
Absolutely.
Lots of good stuff I'm hearing.
Delicious stuff.
Speaking of Prep and Pastry, they had a review in the Arizona Daily Star just this last Thursday. Now I follow the food media as you do. Very closely, and that was a spectacular review from the Arizona Daily Star. I mean, almost as good as it gets, Adam.
They can do no wrong. It's between them and Augustine Kitchen. I mean, there's not a bad thing I'm hearing. Nobody's saying anything bad.
That's right.
And nor could they. It's just that good. Speaking of which, Augustine, great stuff.
Yep.
Downtown Kitchen. They're not new, but they just launched their new Singaporean around the world menu. That one's great. I had that dinner over there the other night.
Nice.
I'm really excited about Lobster Fest, which I'm actually going to tonight.
Oh, you are! You got to bring your bib.
Do you have to bring your own bib?
Well, I mean, I usually travel with a bib.
Okay, I roll. Okay. Well, say no more.
I mean, you've seen me eat, Adam Lehrman, and you're going to be seeing me eat here in just about a half an hour because Chef Bruce Yim is going to be bringing over some goodies for us to try. Speaking of Augustine Kitchen, I also want to remind our listeners that I am the food and beverage columnist for Inside Tucson Business, and in the current issue of Inside Tucson Business, I took a look at a couple of mixologists in town that actually have cocktails with really weird names, and I wanted to get to the bottom of that. Garrett Stefkin, the bar manager over at Augustine Kitchen, he's got a cocktail called A Horse of a Different Color. There's a picture in this issue of Inside Tucson Business, plus the story that goes with that. We also talked to Carl Goranowski over at Playground about a cocktail called A Bicycle Built for Two. These are really great stories about how they arrived at these names. So go to InsideTucsonBusiness.com or pick it up wherever newspapers are sold. Sounds like marketing.
Well, it kind of is. But away from the marketing, I will say, you and I and somebody and Manish, we had lunch a couple weeks ago at Tacos Opson.
Yes.
Which has been on my radar for a long time, which is an amazing taco joint on the south side. And I'd love to hear a little, your article that you wrote was great.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was my first testicle taco.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I've actually come out to say I've never had a testicle taco before. Tacos Opson in and of itself is a life-changing experience, and I credit you, sir, for introducing me and chaperoning me on that trip.
I appreciate
that. But I could not get enough. I mean, it was really quite tasty, and now I'm like a mountain oyster convert. I'm picking them up wherever I can find them. But anyway, Adam, thanks so much for hanging out with us for this show. We're going to have a great time. We're going to be eating some great food, finding about a great organization that's doing such spectacular work in this community. So we're going to kick it off and have a great time. Thanks again for coming, as you always do.
Always fun.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Matthew Landon himself, the man behind the magic here at Hacienda del Sol. He's going to be talking about all the great fun that is planned out here on June 5th for a concert, a benefit concert called Music for the Soul. And it's something about Sonoran dogs? I don't understand. We're going to find out from Matthew when we come back. You're listening to On the Menu Live on AM 790 KNST. Stick around. We'll be right back.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Rowe here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happiness here at the Hacienda del Sol on Hacienda del Sol Road between River Road and Sunrise Drive with my celebrity co-host for the full hour, the Tucson foodie himself, Adam Lehrman. Always having a great time.
What's up?
Now listen to this, man. John Kolakowski, the beverage manager here at the Hacienda, just did something spontaneously spectacular. They have a cocktail of the month here every month at the Hacienda, and this is the last day to experience the May cocktail of the month, which is is the mint julep. Now, I love a mint julep.
Classic.
Great bullet bourbon.
Drink.
Absolutely. Some mint, you know, some sugar. Just a beautiful time of the year to enjoy a mint julep. That cocktail is normally $10, which in and of itself, when you think about what it is and what it represents, is a great deal. John Kolakowski said, wait a minute, we're going to do that for half price today. So you come on in here to the Hacienda del Sol and you order one of these classic mint juleps, it's only going to be $5. Adam, how can they get away with that?
You can barely park in this lot for $5.
You can't do it. But anyway, well, let's ask the man who seems to have all the answers, the manager here at the Hacienda del Sol. Always a pleasure hanging out with my brother, Matthew Landon. What's going on, man?
Matt, it's always great to see you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I mean, every time we sort of walk through the arches of the Hacienda del Sol and meander through the beautifully appointed courtyard. Now, does your gardener make house calls?
You know what? I'd have to check on that, but I'm sure they could.
My yard does not look, I mean, here it is, 108 today, and this courtyard here looks, I mean, I don't know how
looks
you
like
do
it's 72.
It's like it's 72.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, thank you so much for welcoming us with open arms. And we've got an event coming up here at the Hacienda on June the 5th called Music for the Soul to benefit a great organization with which you're quite familiar, Integrative Touch for Kids. What do you have planned for June 5th? This sounds like it's going to be a party.
You know how we do it up here, Matt. We have all of our events here, you know, every year, and this one's going to be another great one. It's going to start at 6:30. We have the Sonoran Dogs who are going to be performing, so it's going to be a nice summertime concert out in our inner courtyard here on the property. Tickets are $85 per person, and then we also have our VIP tickets that are going to be $250, and that includes a bottle of wine as well.
It includes the bottle of wine with the VIP.
It does with the VIP.
Okay, so you said the Sonoran Dogs are going to be performing, so I'm having a hard time in my mind understanding how you get a Sonoran Dog to perform. I mean, if anybody can do it, it's Matthew Landon, but this is like a bluegrass band, right?
It certainly is. This will be my first time actually getting the chance to hear them. I do book some of the music up here, so I'm really looking forward to the concert as well. And also, the chefs decided, since the Sonoran Dogs were going to be here performing, that we would be serving Sonoran Dogs for the evening as well.
That's great. So Executive Chef Bruce Yim at the Hacienda del Sol actually is going to have a hand in making Sonoran Dogs.
He certainly is.
I mean, that's newsworthy in and of itself.
So Tucson Foodie is involved in sponsoring this event, and you can find a little information about Excellent. It on the website. But we were sampling the Sonoran Dogs last 2 weeks ago, and they are delicious.
Now, as I understand it, so it's not, well, nothing is run-of-the-mill here, but, you know, we all have in our minds sort of the classic Sonoran Dog, and I'm sure we're going to find sort of tradition manifest here, but you've got kind of different variations on the Sonoran Dog theme, as I understand it, Matthew?
Well, they certainly do. I mean, they're always in there, you know, trying to come up with something unique, and I'm sure everyone will enjoy, you know, what they do see on that evening on next Thursday night.
Okay, so Tucson Foodie, thank you so much for sponsoring this event.
That's my pleasure. And by the way, it's not just, you don't just come in there and get a Sonoran Dog. This is a build-your-own Sonoran Dog bar.
And there's a Sonoran Dog bar.
That's the deal. Oh, by the way, the tickets are $65 now. That ticket price has changed.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
$65.
$65.
Okay, so that includes the concert and the Sonoran Dogs and the Sonoran Dog bar. Yeah. The weather's going to be perfect.
It should be.
You can bump up to the VIP a little bit more, helps the organization a little bit more, and you also get that bottle of wine. Is this a kind of a come-as-you-are event here? I mean, it's going to be in that beautiful courtyard of yours?
I would say yes, since, you know, the temperatures have gotten a little bit hotter here in the last couple of days. I would say kind of a come-as-you-are. I mean, we are, you know, a kind of a casual place, so... Yeah, I don't think you'd have to get too dressed up for this event.
Okay, so the event, again, is on June the 5th, starting at 6:30. It's the Music for the Soul to benefit Integrative Touch for Kids. Food, spirits, great music, bluegrass. I mean, it's in that great sort of inner courtyard of the Hacienda, Adam. I mean, this is going to be a great time.
And we have Jamie from Integrative Touch for Kids to speak about it a little bit later, but if somebody wants to get a little more information about that before then, you could go to their website, integrativetouch.org.
Integrativetouch.org. That's right. Great. And Matthew, what's the easiest and most efficient way to get tickets for this event? Because this is going to be a blowout, you know, and we want to make sure that our listeners have a chance to get tickets before they're sold out. How can our listeners obtain tickets today?
Well, I know that you can visit eventbrite.com, and that's where the actual it is posted for you to be able to purchase tickets if you wanted to purchase them ahead of time. And I'm sure we will be collecting money at the door, too, if you wanted to wait to just come in on Thursday as well.
Oh, great. So you can pop up here and just buy the ticket right at the door.
We absolutely. And, you know, we might have standing room only, but we're hoping so, because this is going to benefit a great cause. Integrative Touch for Kids is, you know, a wonderful organization that does come here and does a lot of work with us here on the property. So
that's
we're
great.
Really excited to be able to do this with them. So.
And ain't nothing wrong with standing room only because, you know, when the Sonoran Dogs are playing, no one's sitting down, Matthew Landon. I mean, everybody's going to be up, dancing, having a great time.
Oh, and speaking of amazing, another food benefit to this, there's a raffle. It's a restaurant gift card raffle. I believe it's $25 a ticket, five for 100, but there's like $250 worth of gift cards in that.
Oh, my gosh.
So good restaurants like Augustine, Knox, Diablo Burger.
All to benefit this
Riley.
Great organization. So eventbrite.com, or you can come right up here on June the 5th, 6:30, buy the ticket at the door. Again, this is just, you know, how many hot dogs has the chef purchased before this event? I mean, are we going to?
We were hoping to see about 100 to 150 people up here, so I told him probably make sure he doubles that, maybe even triples that, because we know how much people love to eat the Sonoran Dogs when they are here on the property.
If Adam and I are in the house, you better do a quick extra order there, Matt Landon. I mean, I'm good for four. I don't know about you, sir.
Me, probably about two, but...
Well, when Bruce is on in just a few moments, we'll make sure that he does double that order for you. So
okay, that's perfect. Anyway, Matthew Landon from the Hacienda del Sol, busy guy, friendly guy, one of my great friends here on the local culinary and cocktail circuit. Thank you so much for helping to support this organization and for really helping to keep smiles on the faces and pleasing palates all across Southern Arizona at the Hacienda del Sol. I will follow you wherever you take me, sir. Matthew, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Matt. It's always a pleasure.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank another couple sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Jamie Lake and Kelly from Integrative Touch for Kids. She's going to tell this very personal story about why this organization is so important to get behind and what's going to be done with the money that is raised through this June 5th event. You're listening to On the Menu live on AM 790 KNST. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio, and it's only here on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Hacienda del Sol on Hacienda del Sol Road between River Road and Sunrise Drive. We are kicking out a great On the Menu Live special all afternoon and into the evening. This classic bullet bourbon-based mint julep with fresh mint, great sugar, premium bourbon. Normally is $10. This is the last day of the month for this cocktail of the month. But John Kolakowski, in his infinite wisdom, the beverage director here, has said, no, we're going to slash the price of that to $5. Adam Lehrman, the Tucson foodie, our celebrity co-host. Mint julep every now and then.
I do like a mint julep. And you know what I like about a mint julep is, you know, it's got mint in it. And mint is something that grows so easily around here. It's one of those things, if you really want an easy herb to keep in your backyard or in the kitchen right by the window, that's an easy one to grow.
It's great, right? Little maintenance. And you have to sort of keep an eye on it, though, because a little bit of mint goes a long way.
It does.
I planted a little sprig of mint about a year ago, and I have, I have enough mint to supply, you know,
Now you can make lip balm or something.
or just double my mint julep production. Anyway, that mint julep tonight is only $5. But anyway, we heard from Matthew Landon about this great event going on June the 5th to support Integrative Touch for Kids. And I thought, let's get someone on the show to talk a little bit about this special organization representing Integrative Touch for Kids. She's the vice president. We got a VP on the show, Adam Lehrman, the vice president of ITK, the lovely Jamie Lakin Kelly is here. Jamie, how are you?
Great. Delighted to be here.
Well, we're delighted to have you. I mean, you know, that smile just lights the room.
I'm delighted. You
know,
this is here. Absolutely.
Yeah, this is, anyway, thank you so much for all your hard work in this community to really help children and families in need. And for those of our listeners that might not understand or really have any, you know, they're not familiar with this organization, Integrative Touch for Kids, give us an idea of the work that you do here.
Yeah, Integrative Touch for Kids came to Tucson about 7 years ago, and our goal is to create a model of wellness, a model of health that looks at not just the disease, not just an illness, but a whole child, and not just a whole child, but a whole family, and not just a whole family, but the whole community. So we look at body, mind, and spirit. We work with families who have children with special medical needs, and we provide a lot of different services, but the fundraiser that we're talking about on June 5th is to raise money for our healing retreat that we do here at Hacienda del Sol. in July, and this will be our fourth time at Hacienda del Sol. We take over the resort for a week, and we bring families who have children with special needs. We bring in more than 100 volunteers to work with the families. One of my favorite aspects of this, the retreat program, is that we have a lot of young people that volunteer, high school kids, middle school kids, and they get as much out of this week as the families who have children with special needs. They learn so much. We use integrative healing to support the families, so massage, acupuncture, equine-assisted therapies. I am a play therapist in my day job, and so I do play therapy at the retreats. We have reflexology, Reiki, sound healing, art therapy, endless list of integrative healing techniques to help support the families and the children.
I love the way you said that, that it really is this whole holistic approach because, you know, I mean, let's be serious. When it gets to health care and someone with a particular disease or particular illness, it is so much beyond sort of the symptomology of the disease and the illness because it has manifestations, as you said, across the family, across the community. And for you to sort of take a leadership position in this community to say it's really more about more than just the kid, what the kid is experiencing, let's bring in really what has been sort of medical wisdom across the world for thousands of years. Let's bring that together in a way that really inspires a new sense of health and healing. And you're doing that right here in Tucson. What a blessing.
It is. It's a wonderful program. And when we started out with our first healing retreat, the results of that were far greater than we could have even imagined. So going off that energy, we've been able to do, this will be our sixth retreat this summer. And really looking forward to it.
You know, energy is the right word. I actually happened across one of these retreats when I was up here for dinner last year, and energy is it because the grounds are swarming with these kids and their families. And like you said, these young volunteers, I think, who are getting a sense of how the world can really be from a different perspective that they perhaps might not be learning in school. They might not be learning from their conventional medical doctor. You know, there's this whole world, and energy is really what surrounded me on the grounds here at that last retreat. I was captivated.
Yes, you can definitely feel it when you're here on the grounds. Yeah.
So June 5th is the event, and you know, we said during a commercial break, you know, yes, we're serving some great Sonoran dogs for that event, but I think we're also going to have some vegetarian or vegan Sonoran dogs available for those that might not do the carnivorous thing like Adam Lehrman and I do.
Right. We definitely wanted to have a vegetarian option since part of our program is teaching healthy nutrition and healthy self-care. Not that the occasional Sonoran dog would hurt anything, but
it's all balanced. It's all balanced.
Exactly. For ITK, we wouldn't feel right unless there is a vegetarian option as well.
That's perfect. And so for people that want to learn more about the organization and get involved, and I can't say this loud enough, fellow foodies, this is an organization that really relies on the gifts and the philanthropic wisdom from everybody who can hear my voice and Adam's voice. These programs simply would not be available to reach these kids, to touch these families in such a profound way without the money that is necessary to run these programs. This is but one way to get involved with this event, but there are a number of ways to engage. How can people find you online and get involved in the work that you're doing?
Yeah, so integrativetouch.org is our website, and there on the website there are descriptions of all of our programs, including the healing retreat and all of our events, including the one that's coming Thursday. But we also do live butterfly releases. We have a gala every year. We have ongoing events and programs as well.
Anyway, that's wonderful news. I can't encourage enough all of our listeners. IntegrativeTouch.org. Jamie Lake and Kelly with Integrative Touch for Kids, thank you so much for all you do for our families here in the community. And we look forward to seeing you on June 5th.
Great. Thanks so much.
Adam Lehrman, what a star we have in our midst.
And I, you know, Matt, I noticed back there you did say symptomology, speaking of big words.
You got me. Guilty as charged. Anyway, we're going to take a quick Fox News break and thank a couple more sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be diving headfirst into some great cocktails and into some great meals put together lovingly by the gifted hands of Chef Bruce Yim. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. Stick around.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Hacienda del Sol. It just rolls right off my lips in such a beautiful and poetic way, right on Hacienda del Sol Road between River Road and Sunrise Drive with my ever digitally engaged celebrity co-host for the full hour, the Tucson foodie himself, Adam Lehrman.
I'm trying to get your best side, Matt.
Well, you know, that you might take a little work there. You know, I'm a surround sound experience. That's what they say. Anyway, Tucson foodie on Facebook, Tucson foodie on Twitter, Tucson foodie on Instagram.
Tucson foodie on the web.
On the web, TucsonFoodie.com. Tucson foodie everywhere your thumbs can take you.
Pretty much.
You're going to find Tucson foodie.
That is correct.
Anyway, as we talked about, our good friend John Kulikowski in his infinite wisdom decided, you know what? We're on the last day of the cocktail of the month for May, which is this gorgeous, classic, iconic mint julep, bullet bourbon, fresh mint sugar. I mean, it's just a beautiful cocktail.
One of my faves.
$10 every day, but you know what? John says, no, we're going to slash that price, only $5 for the rest of the afternoon and the evening, and I thought we'd bring him on right now to talk a little bit about this cocktail and really what's trending on the cocktail and the beverage scene here at the Hacienda del Sol. The director of wine and spirits, John Kulikowski, is back with us.
Thanks, Matt. That's very nice of you.
Always nice to see you, sir.
Thank you.
I mean, following you around town is always a lot of fun because, you know, I mean, it's like you know, the horse leading you to water. Wherever John takes me, there's always a great, beautiful premium wine or a great cocktail or a refreshing craft local beer. So, John,
absolutely,
I'm yours.
We actually just added three more beer taps, and we're featuring local breweries.
Perfect.
Including Barrio and 1055 and Dragoon, Bisbee. We decided it's our 85th anniversary this year to bring back Prohibition cocktails. The resort was built in 1929, and that Prohibition era comes to mind. So we started off in January with the Aviation cocktail, the Sazerac. They all date from Prohibition or before. And this month's feature is the mint julep, made famous by the Kentucky Derby. It was actually invented around 1910.
Wow.
And has been in existence, featuring, of course, Kentucky bourbon. This is the last day of the month for that, as it's May 31st. Tomorrow, June 1st, starts the daiquiri, which goes back to Teddy
yes.
Roosevelt and the Rough Riders in Cuba. And it's named for the city of Daiquiri, which is located in Cuba. And it's simple Bacardi rum, which had its headquarters in Cuba, in Havana, before the revolution, of course.
There's
a little sugar.
A daiquiri. It was named for.
There's a town. It still is there, of course.
You know that?
I did not know that. Geez. But now I'm wondering where the strawberry daiquiri came from.
Well, those are kind of takeoffs.
Strawberry's about an hour and a half north of daiquiri.
Yeah, right
near Havana.
A lot of classic bartenders would tell you that's not a real daiquiri. It's three simple ingredients. And,
I'm surprised they're letting you stay this long.
We don't use blenders here. We're using all classic ingredients. So,
and, you know, when Brandon's behind the bar, you can hear the real shaking.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can just roll it down your window and just follow the sound of the shaking of Hacienda. Are you fascinated by this renaissance of the classic cocktail these days?
It's been literally a revolution in the last 20 years. Bitters came back. We used to have only one brand of bitters, the Agosturo. There's probably more than 50 to 100 different brands of bitters now on the market. A lot of things that were in extinction, for example, the Aviation cocktail calls for creme de violette. It went out of existence in around 1948, and now new companies have started bringing back some of these old-fashioned ingredients. The original maraschino liqueur made from
yes.
Marasca cherries imported from Luxardo in Italy. We have that behind our bar.
Can't make
a Hemingway without that, and many of the classic cocktails call for some of these old-fashioned ingredients and liqueurs that are now back in vogue.
Now, when you're,
go ahead. No, did you have Peychaud's bitters for the Sazerac?
Yes, of course. We got the Peychaud's bitters.
Right.
Started as a medicine in New Orleans from Dr. Peychaud, and it was originally made with the Sazerac with brandy, but it is considered the cocktail of the city of New Orleans.
It's an art's making that drink.
It really is, and we use Sazerac rye whiskey. It's got to be made with rye whiskey. We did the original Manhattan too, which featured rye whiskey and Carpano Antica vermouth, which is a very expensive vermouth.
Say that one more time, John.
It's Carpano, Carpano Antica, invented in 1923 in Milan. We had that imported specifically for the original Manhattan, and we used Luxardo Marasca cherries imported from Milan.
So I love the fact that you've intentionally created the perfect cocktail for the perfect time of year, because the mint julep and the daiquiri scream summer. As we're working our way into the fall, have you thought about some cocktails that
Well, we're going to bring back the sidecar, of course, one of the most famous of the classics.
What's in that one?
Brandy, Cointreau, and lemon juice served in a martini glass. We did the Corpse Reviver, and I'll also be doing the Cuba Libre with the original
Beautiful.
Coke made with sugarcane from Mexico. That'll be featured in September. The Boulevardier is another one of our classics, and the original recipe for the margarita, which calls for no sweet and sour mix. It's simply Blanco tequila, Cointreau, and lime juice.
Perfect.
There's no sweet and sour. That'll be featured in the month of August.
Do not overthink the margarita,
Absolutely.
Please.
Most of these cocktails, these Prohibition cocktails, are extremely simple to make. They call for two, three, or four ingredients at most, and they are just a delight. The key is in the proportion. They have to be made in exact proportions. I see we've got some food on the table, and it's looking pretty darn good.
Yes,
thank you, John.
And what a great segue, because you know, I would imagine that you guys hang out from time to time you know, sort of think creatively. John Kulikowski on the beverage side, and then the man behind the culinary program here at the Hacienda del Sol certainly needs no introduction to this audience. He is a star. I call him a rock star. He blushes, and then almost the color of the gorgeous food that I'm seeing here. But anyway, Executive Chef Bruce Yin. Always a pleasure to have you at the table,
Thank
sir.
You very much.
So, happy summer.
Happy summer to you.
I mean, you know, the season change. You know, John talked about these great cocktails that are perfect for this time of year. And from the culinary side, the warmer months inspire sort of a different spectrum of flavors coming from the kitchen. I understand you guys have just rolled out a new summer menu.
We did. We started last week.
So when you're thinking about a summer menu, what are the kinds of things as a chef that come to mind from, you know, putting something on a plate, the flavor spectrum that you really want to source in ways that only the Hacienda can? What goes through your mind when you're thinking summertime fresh flavor?
Well, we think about, you know, the proteins that we want to play with, and we also think about it is going to be hot, and so we want something kind of cool and refreshing as well.
You know, Adam's mom always told him never to play with his proteins. you know, here at the Hacienda del Sol, I guess we could probably get away with that.
You can get away with that. It's actually, you know, what do you do in your private time?
but I digress. Yeah, this is a fun time of year to really bring out the best in the kitchen. So
right.
What else are you thinking about?
Then we also think about, you know, what kind of what's in season as far as produce is concerned, what we can get around from the country as well as locally, and what we can get from our garden, and we kind of anticipate what they're going to be planting. So, you know, for us, you know, it's also chilies are coming around.
Yes.
And we also kind of just think about warmer climate countries and having some fun and what we can develop here at
Beautiful.
Hacienda.
Now, when you say our garden, I want to make sure that our listeners understand exactly, Chef, what you mean by that. So when you say our garden, it really is your garden right here.
Yeah.
It really is all about play and creativity in the
yeah.
kitchen, isn't it?
And it's kind of what, you know, how you feel, you know, what you're want to like, you know, sometimes someone has one of like when we're sitting down and talking food, we may have a particular vegetable in mind, a particular style of cuisine that we want to play with, or a routine of where we want to go. And, you know, after bouncing back and forth, you know, for several minutes, we'll come up with a dish and it would be a lot of fun.
And I think that's really applicable on both sides of the restaurant. So we have the grill at Hacienda del Sol, which is this, you know, I don't know how many stars. I lost count. Is it a 5-star, 6-star, 7-star, 8-star, 10-star dining? I mean, the star really
All
tells
star.
The story here.
Award from the AAA we recently got. It. I think it's our 7th year in a row. We just received word that we received the Wine Spectator Best of Award of Excellence. That's our 14th year receiving this award, so I'm very proud of that with our 800-plus selections
Beautiful.
On our wine list.
800 selections on the wine list.
And we're always trying to make it better, but we're striving for excellence all the time.
Always trying to make it better. 800. What does Tom Firth say? We need 801, John.
Yeah, he'll want a couple more in there.
Anyway, so the grill at the Hacienda, a wonderful, memorable culinary experience. But if you want to sort of dial things back a little bit and look at a more casual experience without compromising flavor and excellence, the Terraza is another great place. And,
great place.
Wonderful food. Sit outside on the patio, you know, hang out in the bar. I mean, it's just one of our favorites.
They have live music, you know, four nights a week.
Thursday through Sunday, absolutely. Our listeners love that. Now, before we actually get into the tasting part of the show, which is, of course, our listeners' favorite part.
That's the only reason I come on this show.
There's an Iron Chef competition coming up,
there
sir.
There is.
And there are, what, 16 chefs that are vying for one of two coveted spots on Kitchen Stage at the Iron Chef Tucson. And I understand, Chef Bruce Yim, you were nominated as one of the 16.
I am nominated as one of the 16. We just finished an event the last Thursday, Meet the Chef, so we all got to prepare a couple dishes, and the public got to meet us and taste our cuisine, and then it's pretty much up to them to vote on the two chefs that they think is going to be in the last two competing spots.
And it's all up to you, fellow foodies, our listeners, ironcheftucson.com. Chef Bruce Yim is asking for your vote. Now, are you ready, Bruce, for this moment? If you're one of two, I was a judge at the Iron Chef event for 2 years. I see what goes on. I know what you guys are up against. Are you ready?
Oh, definitely.
Convince our listeners that you're ready.
Absolutely ready.
It's just another day at the office for Chef Bruce Yim.
Did you make it to the tasting Thursday?
I did not, no. But I saw some pictures, and it looked like a great time.
It was a great time.
Is there one particular secret ingredient that you really hope is unveiled? And is there one that you really hope that they don't?
No, just bring it.
You're ready.
Bring it.
He's a utility chef here. He's ready for anything that comes his way.
What's the craziest ingredient you've had to use?
The craziest ingredient? I would probably...
Stumped.
I am stumped.
Nothing will stump him.
No.
I mean, whatever it is, reveal it, and chef's like, yeah.
Please.
That's not true. I did have a chef from Thailand. He did bring an ingredient. It was beef dick. Is what it was. So,
wow.
We had to figure out how to cook it. So,
but even, you know, but
just braise it and it's nice and tender.
I mean, that's how I like mine. A little braise. So really, all you need to do it. Don't overthink the beef dick.
No,
that's right.
This is a family show.
Anyway, what's a great segue, Adam, to go from the beefsteak to
here we have
the items
is
from the
a
summer
beautiful
menu.
Appetizer. It's a sesame crusted sear ahi tuna,
gorgeous,
and it's with a wasabi mousse, house-made rice puffs, and a scallion relish, pickled onions, and pickled cucumbers.
Okay, gorgeous.
And then for an entree, we have a rack of lamb that's been marinated. And it serves with lamb street tacos, sweet corn pudding, and a sriracha sauce.
So I'm curious about this. This is an interesting looking dish. I'm just curious what gave you the idea to mix lamb chops with street tacos.
Well, you know, they're both lamb, so we kind of want to do a lamb two way.
Lamb two way, right? Yeah. Perfect. Yeah.
And so we have tried lamb sirloins, and then there was actually by accident we were doing a dish. And someone slightly overcooked it, so we shaved it really thin, and we just kind of like put it on a stir fried it a little bit, and then we ate it as a sandwich. And then we go, this would be great as a taco, and then it just kind of blossoms from there.
Perfect. I'm looking forward to trying
that. It's a beautiful dish.
This ahi, I mean, and you've absolutely nailed. And we're going to go to Tucson Foodie Instagram. I'm sure you're going to see
they're all up there now.
They're all up there now
on the Instagram.
Okay, ruby red ahi with just a kiss of that sesame seed on the outside to create that crust. Beautifully tender, beautiful, just a little bit of resistance, and it's almost like it melts in your mouth. And this wasabi mousse gives you the intention of the spice, but it's not overwhelming.
A little citrus in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Oh, this is just gorgeous. Then, so this is on the summer menu.
But what's
summer
the
menu.
Now, what's the green?
It's a scallion relish.
Okay.
Scallions, a little bit of ginger, some sherry vinegar.
Now, John Kolakowski, when you're thinking about a cocktail or a wine with these wonderfully fresh flavors of summer, this ahi, this relish, this wasabi, cream. What are you thinking about on the beverage side?
Well, on the beverage side, I always have a lengthy wine by the glass list. I think with the lamb today, I'm featuring the Molly Duker Blue-Eyed Boy from Australia.
Beautiful.
100% Shiraz, very fruit-forward. Lamb with the gaminess to it always pairs well with a fruit-forward wine like Shiraz or Zinfandel. With the tuna, you could go any which way. Pairs beautifully with a Pinot Noir. You might want to have just an aperitif cocktail with that, like a Lillet Blanc. Or I'm featuring a summer cocktail, too, called a sandia. Pureed watermelon with Marie Brizard watermelon liqueur, a little lime juice, and the new Le Melon Grey Goose vodka. We puree those together, and if you're sitting poolside in the hot sun and you put a couple of those down, you'll be having a pleasant afternoon.
Okay, John just dialed up three drinks for the ahi.
You know what's interesting about the ahi is that the mousse, there's two things going on here. We have the mousse portion, and then you have the relish portion, and they're both so different.
Completely different, right.
But both excellent.
But when they come together, they almost create this new flavor that you couldn't find without bringing them together, and that's Chef Bruce Yim. There he goes again, Adam Lehrman. Okay, I don't know how to even begin to approach this lamb that you put before us. And now,
yeah,
you know, we're always worrying about violating protocol. And, you know, in just about 1 minute, we're going to go to the phones and do a trivia question and see if we someone wants to win a gift card for Hacienda del Sol. But let's try this lamb. How do we go in, Chef? I mean, I see a knife and I see two hand-sized bones, but I don't want to embarrass myself. I'm going to go in this way.
I think you got to just dig in there.
All right,
you got to
go in. All right, so we're doing that. It looks like, again, it's cooked perfectly. You know, you don't want to overcook lamb. So I'm going to grab that little chop.
And it's sitting on a bed of...
This is a corn pudding, corn spoon bread.
Okay. Oh, so it's got a little sweetness then.
Uh-huh.
So you got, as John talked about, just a little bit of that beautiful game that we look for in that lamb, scooped up with a little bit of this sweet corn pudding.
Mm. That lamb is perfectly cooked.
Perfectly cooked. And those flavors, that sweet corn... Going together with the
Molly Duker, the Shiraz, yeah.
And the Molly, I love Molly Duker.
It's
those
great.
Guys are just crazy
great.
People.
We have every one of their products, by the way, on the wine list. Maybe I should go get you a glass right now, Matt.
Well, you know, I thought, is there a secret? All right, I'm lining up in these tacos here. Lamb street tacos, beautiful cilantro, fresh. Oh, it's time to go to a trivia question? We got to do that? Okay, it's time to do a trivia question.
All right.
Have you thought about something fun to ask our listeners, John, as we go to the phones to give away a Hacienda del Sol gift card?
Well, we were featured on Tucson Life magazine cover last month with our dessert pastry chef, Augustine Sanchez. And I'm wondering if any of your listeners, local Tucsonians, would remember what the dessert was that was featured in Tucson Life magazine cover.
Okay, that's a great question. Okay,
here's Augustine right now.
Chef Augustine Sanchez, what a lovely coincidence. We want to know what kind of dessert was on the cover of Tucson Lifestyle magazine. Again, it was made by the majestic hands of Chef Augustine Sanchez. If you think you know the answer to the question, what was the dessert that was on the magazine cover, give us a call right here, right now at 880-KNST. That's 880-5678. Good luck. We're going to continue eating, and we'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu. Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Hacienda del Sol on Hacienda del Sol Road, between River Road and Sunrise Drive, with my celebrity co-host, the Tucson foodie himself, Adam Lehrman.
So happy to be here.
It's happy to
Especially
be here.
Now.
So we got a stumper this week, Adam. We got a stumper. No one seems to remember the dessert that was on the cover of Tucson Lifestyle magazine. So we're going to dial it down a little bit because we really want to give away a gift card to somebody to come up here and enjoy the Hacienda del Sol for the first time, for the second time, for the millionth time. It doesn't matter, but we want to treat you here to a lovely culinary and cocktail experience. So the question now is, here we go, listen up. We talked about a cocktail that is on special today. It's the last day of May, the last day of the cocktail of the month. We're actually enjoying one here. We talked a little bit about the cocktail. We talked about its history. We talked about its very, three very simple ingredients. Very
famous
summertime. There's a famous event in Kentucky. Now we're in Kentucky.
Yeah, yeah.
Now the lines are going to light up. Anyway, there's a famous event in Kentucky. Okay, and so they've already started to call in. Anyway, we're going to go to line one, and I don't even think we finished asking the question. But anyway, Tim thinks he knows the answer to the question. Is it Tim or is it Ken? I didn't hear you. Okay. Ken, what's the answer, sir?
You were talking about mint julep.
Okay, so Ken says, are you talking about the mint julep?
And we most certainly are. We've got one right in front of us that looks very tempting.
Oh, Ken, congratulations. We are drinking a mint julep, and you can have a mint julep if you come up to the Hacienda, because you're going to be John Kolakowski and Chef Bruce Yim's guest for an amazing experience, sir. So, Ken, stay on the line. Don't go away, because Cindy back at the studio is going to get all your information. We're going to mail that gift card out to you in the mail.
Thank you.
Okay, well. Lucky guy.
It
was too easy. But, you know, we had to do something to get those phones ringing. You know, I think there's probably 100 people calling in right now. But anyway, so this is a gorgeous summertime broadcast. We're broadcasting live from the Hacienda del Sol. We're doing these lovely ahi tuna, sesame crusted with this wonderful sort of creme, wasabi creme, a little bit of relish, and then this big, bold, beautiful plated lamb with the sweet corn pudding. And we're here with Chef Bruce Yim, the man who is behind all of the wonder here. here. Chef, when you're thinking, I mean, I know you've sort of followed your culinary journey over the years. You know, when I talk to chefs on this program, you know, they always kind of point to one or two people who were particularly, you know, inspirations to them, you know, going through, you know, their journey. You follow anybody, any mentors in this business that have sort of took you under their wing as a youngster to say this is how we do things?
Well, the first one was Yanni Kam. I mean, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have gotten started. He gave me a shot, and I had literally zero experience. The only knife he asked me, the first question he asked me was, have you ever held a knife before? I go, a steak knife. And so, but he showed me everything he knew, and he was very tough and intense. But I loved every single minute of it, and you know, he was probably the one that got me going.
Beautiful,
just loving food.
I know his mentor gave him a shot, and off he went. That's generally how I start my my program is with a shot. You know, so wow, what a lovely coincidence that that's how we both get started. But anyway,
well, I just want to say, you know, I've had a lot of lamb, and this lamb is really good for a lot of reasons. One, if you tend to not like the gaminess of lamb, I think the edge is kind of off of that. I like it both ways.
Yeah.
And I think that this is, I don't know if it was intentional or not, but it's really approachable.
Yeah, very approachable.
And it's perfectly cooked. The flavor, the way it mixes with that corn pudding is just amazing. And then if you don't feel like eating a ton of lamb, lamb chop, you have the street tacos to go with.
Did you try the taco?
Oh, it's so good.
Fundamentally different flavor. Fundamentally, I mean, you it's the same protein, but it's a fundamentally different way to prepare and to serve. And it's just, you know, how can lamb be so versatile? Just gorgeous. It can be. Come see the lamb and come see Chef Bruce Yim. Now, John Kolakowski, you brought up this Molly Duker.
I did.
What is it about this wine that just goes beautifully with that lamb?
It's just very extracted, very dark, ruby, cassis-like. And I think that fresh fruit forwardness of that really pairs and it just cleanses the palate with each bite of that lamb. And I just think it's really a perfect pairing.
It sure is. Shiraz is a full-bodied red, obviously.
Absolutely.
But this is definitely a full-bodied red wine.
Good. I'm glad you're enjoying that pairing.
Okay. We also want to, in our short a couple of seconds left, let everybody know about pastry chef Augustine Sanchez. He is here in all of his glory. The answer to the question, by the way, the cover of Tucson Lifestyle Magazine showcased this peanut butter mousse tort. And anyway, this man is absolutely gifted. He's highly credentialed. He's the new pastry chef up here at Hacienda del Sol. Come meet him. Maybe he'll sign an autograph for the kids. I mean, that's how this guy rolls. But anyway, unfortunately, we're all out of time. John Kolakowski, beverage director up here at the Hacienda.
Thanks,
always
Matt.
Fun hanging with you.
And
thank
I'll be
you
in
so
the bar
much.
If you need me.
I won't be long, sir. Chef Bruce Yim, I mean, an honor always, sir. Thank you for everything
you
do in this community. And good luck with Iron Chef Tucson.
Thank you. Vote.
Good luck.
Adam Lehrman, Tucson Foodie. What can we say, sir?
So good to be here.
Always
so good.
Here.
Always
anyway,
fun.
If you missed any part of this show, the entire show is going to be put up on our website on themenulive.com early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Adam Lehrman reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5,
it's on the menu live.
Cheers. Have a great weekend. We'll see you up at the Hacienda.